Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The second issue of the Cochrane Library for 2010 includes the updated version of two reviews of influenza vaccines. Tom Jefferson from the Cochrane Vaccines Field and co-author of the reviews describes their findings.
These two Cochrane reviews look at the effects of influenza vaccines in the elderly and in healthcare workers who work with the elderly. The reviews are very different in content, but not in their conclusions. Both suggest effects for the vaccines which are broadly implausible and highlight serious problems with the current evidence base. The elderly review includes a very substantial corpus of evidence. There are 68 comparative studies with 100 data sets or sets of observations during different seasons. These studies assess efficacy and effectiveness of the vaccines, with 8 studies assessing their harms. However, only 5 of these studies are randomized controlled trials, and only one of these was completed since 1990, testing vaccines which are comparable to those in use today. So the bulk of the evidence comes from cohort and case control studies. These were carried out in the last 4 decades in a variety of settings and populations and report millions of observations. In contrast, the update of our healthcare workers review includes data from 4 cluster randomized controlled trials and 1 cohort study, totaling less than 20,000 observations. The results of the reviews are disappointing and demonstrate how important methodological quality assessment is in the interpretation of results, especially those of non-randomized studies and trials with inadequate or non-existent blinding of participants and providers. The implausible results of the studies are that the vaccines appear effective against those outcomes least likely to be caused by influenza viruses, such as influenza-like illness, hospitalization, and death for all causes. In contrast, they show only modest or no effect against influenza and hospitalization for pneumonia. To place this in context, empirical work done by other researchers since the publication of the first versions of the reviews 5 years ago has shown that influenza is at the most responsible for 5% of deaths annually. So, claiming 50% or more effectiveness against death from all causes is simply nonsense. As is true of much research into vaccines, our reviews include a number of studies funded by industry. An earlier systematic review of all influenza vaccine studies published between 1948 and 2007 found that industry-funded studies were published in more prestigious journals and were cited more than other studies, but their methodological quality and size were the same as the other studies. Studies funded from public sources were significantly less likely to report conclusions favorable to the vaccines. In conclusion, we have no reliable evidence on the effects of influenza vaccines in the elderly and healthcare workers who work with the elderly. What we do have is evidence of widespread manipulation of conclusions and spurious notoriety of the studies.
You can find the reviews and other Cochrane research on influenza vaccines conducted by Tom and colleagues at www.thecochranelibrary.com.